This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2014. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 26th, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Bolivia, Bulgaria, Canada, Cuba, Denmark, Europe, Germany, Iran, Japan, Kashmir, Ladakh, Malaysia, Netherlands, New Zealand, North America, Norway, Poland, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, ETOW, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany says there was a report that Bangladesh Bitar's 4750 kilohertz had returned to the home service. But on December 24th, I heard it with news in English from the external service at 18 hours UT, but the modulation was distorted. Ron Howard in California replies, my recent observations have been that the home service 4750 is only rarely carried before they start their external service at 12:30. So it's only preceding the external service and not replacing it. And indeed, the audio is terrible most days. It's hard to confirm it is in English between 1230 and 1300. And Wolfgang Buschel replies, even when I switched off AGC and set to narrowband mode, the distortion cannot be limited or decreased via a software-defined receiver. A terrible example of radio technique on these South Asia subcontinent outlets. He was monitoring via India December 25th around 1630 UT. Earlier, from 1304 until 1312 UT, he was hearing a 1000 Hz test tone, followed by their interval signal at 1312. And he says the audio on these was very good, as if the test tone and the interval signal came directly from the transmitter site nearby. Ron Howard in California hears Bhutan Broadcasting Service, BBS, on 6035, not only in their evenings, our mornings, but also vice versa. December 24th, it cut off in mid-sentence at 1038 UT. December 25th, he heard indigenous chanting and singing from midnight 57 UT and at 0100 and 0115, their signature theme music used between segments. The next day, however, December 26, he says they came on the air late, started sometime between 0118 and 0126 with that indigenous music, chanting and singing, but nice gray line reception. His local sunset had been at midnight 57 UT and Timpu sunrise at midnight 49. Xmas Eve and New Year's Eve, we look for anything unusual on the tropical bands from Africa or Latin America, such as extended broadcasts for the occasion, or even some temporary reactivations. But on UT December 25th, I found nothing unusual on 60 meters, but there was something on 49 at 0245, an intriguing, just barely audible carrier at 6024.95 kilohertz. It was still there at 0516 when I measured it at 6024.96. This immediately brought to mind the seldom-reported Red Patria Nueva in Bolivia, which had been off-frequency like that when previously heard, but it had not been reported lately. In fact, on November 10th, Claudio Galas, nearby in Chile, remarked with the log of Tibet on 6025 that there was no interference from Bolivia. With a recent political upheaval there, I wonder about the status of this government station. Evo Morales must have been the one who renamed it from the original Radio Ijimani. Then I find their website still exists under the name patrianueva.bo, and it is also labeled as Radio Ijimani La Voz de Bolivia. The programming page has only two entries from 5 years ago. It does feature lots of current news, and there is some lo-fi live streaming, but nothing about frequencies, let alone shortwave. So happens that Ron Howard in California was also monitoring this at the same time. He had the off-frequency carrier after 0255 UT as 6024.95, but never any audio detected, nor could I, so we did not get definite IDs. But we do suspect it's Bolivia. Many Canadian long-wave beacons are being phased out, but I'm still hearing a lot of them, and this is the prime time of year to do that when there is minimal atmospheric noise. I have reported a number of them. I'm not going into detail, but anyone can DX these. If you can get any signal at all, even a very weak one, they send their call letter IDs over and over. Even if you don't know Morse code, you can copy them down and look them up. Once you have the letters, you can check a list such as at dxinfocenter.com to identify which ones are on which frequencies. Most, but not all, of the Canadians are three letters starting with Y, and almost all of them alternate the IDs with a long dash or modulated carrier. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. On December 25th at 22:50, I was tuning across 25 meters and heard the Jazz place on 11660, but the English hour at 22 UT is supposed to be on 11880. Well, an 8 and a 6 can look a lot alike in some fonts. Maybe they had an unfamiliar operator who could not tell the difference and did not know what frequency was supposed to be on the air, but it soon cut off, not before I noticed it. As I mention almost every morning, before and after 15 UT, I hear spur blobs coming out of the Havana 13700 kHz transmitter. They're roughly 68 to 70 kHz above and below that frequency and very distorted. And they're hard to miss, quite strong most of them, but hardly anyone else reports hearing them in North America. Finally, Wolfgang Büchel in Germany, using a remote receiver on the East Coast, does report hearing them, same morning I was, December 26th. About an hour later, he logged these exact frequencies at 1428 UT. They're so spread out that I do not attempt to give an exact frequency, just an approximation. But here are the ones he reports. They were wobbling 10 to 50 hertz up and down, however. 13561.94, 13631.25, 13768.75, and 13837.97. Via Hardcore DX, Claudio Galas in Chile reports something on the Spanish DX program from Havana, December 22nd, after 1435 UT. I was listening to part of it, but didn't hear this mentioned. He says they said they would be testing a new frequency for South America, 9550, but no further information. That is a frequency I know they used years ago. Cubanon Bill Telford previews his latest From the Isle of Music show. This week, the New Year edition, Cuban Dance Party with no interviews. That's Sunday, December 29th at 15 UT, via Bulgaria 9400. UT Tuesday, December 31st at 01 on 7490 WBCQ. And then two more broadcasts via Channel 292 Germany 6070. Tuesday at 19 UT and Saturday, January 4th, starting at 12 for 1 hour each. Via WB Radio, Aker Petersen in Denmark reports hearing The Rock of Copenhagen, Radio 208 on 1440 kHz, the new station with 300 watts set up by Stig Hartvig Nielsen, December 19th from 1945 until 2000, with Danish and English rock music and English IDs. Very strong signal for him nearby. Mono Riddler reminds us that SHN said they would be adding shortwave sometime in January, 250 watts on 5.8 megahertz. Not to be confused with Stig Hartvig Nielsen's original shortwave station called World Music Radio. One of the millions of Russians named Vasily reported to OpenDX via RussDX, getting a reply from him, saying that soon, possibly in December, he hoped to resume broadcasting on 5940 and 15805, but from a new place, perhaps not from Denmark. Jorge Garcia of Europirate Radio Piranha tells us he's set up a beacon starting December 25th and to continue through January 2nd. 10 watts of CW power on 6342 kHz. However, I noticed some utility interference just 1 kHz down, and he agrees he should get further away from that, change it to 6343 or maybe a little bit further. Also filed under Europe, because we're not positive it's really transmitting from the Netherlands, is Free Radio Service Holland, publicizing a seasonal broadcast Sunday, December 29th, on 7700 and 5800 or vicinity, from 0852 until 1405 UT, and repeating at 1405 until 1910. The complete FRS team will join the party, but they might be forced to change frequency during the broadcast, and that'll be on their website, consulted at frsholland.nl. Also fileable under Europe, but really France non in Germany, is the case of Europe 1, Longwave 183 kHz. There have been rumors it was going to close down at the end of the year, and this is now confirmed. Christian Gibaudot reports to Edun's Medium-Wave Info via Mike Baraclough. A message received from Lagardère News, the owner of Europe 1. As listening habits are changing and the use of digital media is increasing, Europe 1 will no longer broadcast on the long wave from midnight on December 31st, a choice assumed by the station, which has always shown innovation in its way of thinking and conceiving the listening of its programs. The environmental approach also motivated this decision. Leaving the big waves is also protecting the environment. Happy holidays to you, says Constance Blanquet, managing director. So Steve Zimmerman in Wisconsin says, I just wanted to log Euro 1 one last time before the end of the year. There was ideal weather for going to a mostly noise-free spot with a high of 53 Fahrenheit. This was in a wildlife refuge about 30 miles southwest of Milwaukee. So I heard Europe 1 on 183, tuned in at 21:54 December 25th with a discussion program in French and some music bridges. There were no time pips at the top of the hour, but news at 2200, mostly fair, peaking fair to good at times. He was using an ICF 2010 receiver, and his antenna was a tuned box loop coupling to the receiver. There have been conflicting reports about the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, or Pars Today. Some of its language were supposedly going off shortwave as of the winter solstice. However, it turns out they're actually making different changes. Zacharias Yangas in Greece, for instance, was hearing a new frequency, 9835, December 23rd at 1720, which turned out to be their program in Russian. Alexander Busniag in Germany has compiled the changes concerning that and three other Western languages, effective December 22nd. French is at 1920, an hour later than before, still on 6130. German is at 1720 as before, but only on 7295. Italian at 1754, half an hour, instead of at 1920 and only on 6135. And as we said, Russian is at 1650 to 1750 on 9835. That replaces the same frequency much earlier. This had been starting at 1320. 9835, of course, was colliding with Sarawak, Malaysia, when on the air, might still be. Meanwhile, his latest info on the two English broadcasts from Iran at 1523 to 1620 on 7445, at 1923 to 2020 on 6040 and 11880. That one's beamed 211 degrees, but might have a better chance of propagating to North America. Wolfgang Büschel also identified Russian at the new time and remarks, the whole technical and program schedule at IRIB's behavior can only be accepted with a violent shake of the head. For Iran Non, that is Iran International TV audio, relayed on shortwave, that's still being reported by José Ronaldo Xavier in Brazil, December 23rd at midnight 37 to midnight 52, via Armenia, it's believed, in Persian, on 6270. No mention of any jamming, but that frequency could jump around. I heard something weak on 6230, which did not appear to be a Cuban leapfrog. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 2014. Our thanks this week for financial support from Dan Gillet, VE2XWA, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. We rely on those because all our activities, broadcast and on Internet, are non-commercial. Alan Rowe has diligently compiled as many holiday specials as possible, advance information, but post-Xmas. Most of those are now over, but a few remain, such as this found on the NHK website. Friends around the world will have letters and songs in the year in review. Sunday, December 29th. It's at 0510 on 6155 Austria, 7410 France. Or, by the way, I've heard co-channel interference from Saudi Arabia at Quranic. And 9860 Vatican. At 1110 on 11825 via Singapore. And the only other English broadcast remaining, 1410 on 6165 Uzbekistan. And 11925 via UAE. And they add, write to us and we'll send you a special program sticker. Under Kashmir or Ladakh, if not India, All India Radio Lab, reported by Wolfgang Büschel, December 20th at 02 UT, measured 7 hertz above 4760 via remote receiver in Delhi. They were also running some test tones. Then at 0208, the AIR interval signal, and from 0210 until 0430, they're scheduled in the local Ladakhi language. Ron Howard reports on 9835 Sarawak FM via Kajang Peninsula, Malaysia, December 24th at 1353, with vernacular and pop songs. News on the hour, but suddenly cut off after a singing jingle at 1405. And at this hour, of course, no longer any interference from Iran and Russia. More New Year specials via Paul Walton and Alan Rowe, this concerning originating in the Netherlands. The Radio 60 shortwave show, December 28th from 12 to 14 UT on 11610, 100 kilowatts for Europe via Armenia. And a separate Studio 52, Happy New Year shortwave show, New Year's Day, from 10 to 14 UT on 5990 via now in Germany. Gary Vance, a Michigan area radio enthusiast, reports New Zealand on 9765, December 15th at 1025 UT with one of his favorite programs, The Retro Cocktail Hour. Great tunes from the underground Martini Bunker. But there was severe interference on that frequency. He nulled it out with his W6LVP loop. A change frequency to 9700 at 1058. This happens to be originating, as I know, in of all places, Lawrence, Kansas, at Kansas Public Radio. Evidence that RNZI has better taste in programming than most American shortwave stations. On webcasting flagship station KANU, it's scheduled for 2 hours, both on Saturday and Sunday evenings, UT Sunday and Monday at 0100. I heard pirate station YHWH again on Xmas Eve with what else? An anti-Christmas sermon just a tad below 7470, December 25th at 0250, but about as strong as I've ever heard him, peaking at 25 over 9. He seemed to be wrapping up with his theme tune, Days of Hard Life, by 0255, earlier than usual. From Sven Martinson on WRTH-FB via Mike Terry, dated December 20th, Radio Northern Star, Norway, is back on the AM band, starting at 1559 UT each day until 7 past midnight local, that would be 2307 UT, the best classic pop and rock from both sides of the Atlantic, over 1314 kilohertz with 700 watts in Bergen, Norway. From Radio Poland via Mike Terry, starting in the new year, listeners will be able to tune in to Radio Poland's English service through a new rebroadcasting arrangement on 1386 medium wave in Lithuania at 13 to 14 UT, 7 days a week. That's the Radio Baltic Waves transmitter. A nice example of solstitial winter propagation. 5980 kHz, Voice of Turkey. It's aimed toward Western Europe, but we happen to be directly beyond that. On December 23rd, I was hearing it as early as 2032 UT, long before sunset here, and when hardly anything else from Eurasia was propagating on the 49-meter band. The next day, December 24th, it was not quite as strong, but it was still audible, as early as 1909 UT. That's the 5-hour broadcast at 17 to 22 with 500 kilowatts. Just in an update from Jorge Garcia about the beacon test frequency of his Radio Piranha International. He says now it'll be on 6355 or alternate frequency 6330, between 23 and 08 UT until January 2nd. Random band scanning can always turn up some interesting stuff, such as this I found on 8152 USB, December 23rd at 2212. A net based in North Carolina called Duda. The control station was Kilo November Charlie, which I later found out, according to the website referred, is Dick Giddings in Dover, North Carolina. Answering how individuals can run coastal stations, getting three-letter call signs, impossible for broadcasters these days. Searched out the website to www.ssca.org. It's the Transatlantic Radio Net for Transatlantic Cruisers, abbreviated SSCA-TACN. It says it's in operation during the traditional TA crossing seasons of mid-April through early July and mid-October through Christmas, so maybe they're already closing down for spring break. It says the afternoon net starts at 17 hours Eastern Time. However, as soon as this net closed down at 2212 UT, another one followed immediately, and this one, informal, called the Doolittle Net. Concerning World of Radio broadcasts, one of our times on WRMI is 0230 UT Monday, both on 7780 and 9395. Coincidentally, that's a time for World of Radio on the World Radio Network via satellite and internet. I checked that on December 23rd and found instead of our latest program, number 2013, they were broadcasting one from 2 weeks ago, number 2011, not even from 1 week ago, number 2012. There's been some mix-up. Although I've been uploading the new edition each week, they apparently were losing them and apologize and promise to prevent this from happening again. If any of our WRN listeners would like to catch up on the programs missed, there's a large archive of many of them at our website, worldofradio.com. Meanwhile, I hope everyone is indeed hearing this week's program, number 2014, starting the weekend of December 28th to 30th. For a few weeks, we've had a secret time on WRMI, Saturday at 13 UT on 15770. I say secret because it has not been appearing on their website schedule, but it has been reported as heard by a number of listeners, including Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. However, he says that as of December 20th, that and all other programming between 13 and 14 UT on that frequency has been replaced by one more hour of SMTV. Since at least December 21st, I've noticed that WRMI on 5800 has a much better signal than before. It comes on as early as 21 UT with SMTV, although it was missing on Xmas Day, but back the next day. That continues until 0100 when there's the Argentine relay in Spanish for one more hour, 5800. It turns out that the transmitter units have been swapped between number 3 and number 10 with the frequency 9955, so that must make the difference. They're both on the 160-degree antenna beams. Now some monitoring of WWCR, 5890, December 25th at 0519, 50 over 9 of dead air. That seems to happen at least once a week when this transmitter is supposed to be off the air. But that's not all. 4840, December 25th at 0811, now this one's in dead air, when it's supposed to be the Overcomer Ministry Brother Scare, or Tombs for short. By now, 5890 was off as it was supposed to be, and BS was continuing to modulate on their other frequency, 3215. Isn't it incredible how so many stations are incapable of fulfilling their most basic function, transmitting with modulation? And another anomaly at WWCR 9980. December 25th at 2234, only a poor signal with the gospel huckster in English, but it was very undermodulated and hard to follow. I rechecked at 2256 and was able to tell it was the Chosen Generation show as scheduled from WWCR. But then they closed that program and continued to reintroduce another episode of the same thing, only to cut him off at 2300 for their scheduled sign-off until later today. 9980 can blast in here earlier, but the MUF had now dropped. But that degraded modulation was rather unusual for WWCR, the number 4 transmitter, the same one which backs up on 5890. Mark Cody of the Ontario DX Association also is critical of WJHR, 15555 USB. which he logged on December 19th in 1818, preaching to a non-existent radio audience in front of a live audience with some god-awful out-of-key hymns. He says a total waste of bandwidth. Is anyone other than SWLs and DXers listening to this? I wonder how many potential listeners who they wish to target lack the ability to tune SSB, let alone even have shortwave radios. Holy days, if that's the excuse, can also mess up programming on domestic stations such as 610, KCSP, Kansas City, December 25th at 1904 UT, in the middle of the day, dead air, still dead past 1907. I thought it might have just been a failure to plug in the news. But if modulating, it would have been Daffy Sports Talk, a far cry from the ancient WDAF. Could it be that every human possibly responsible was away on holiday? After 07 UT, I've been getting a just barely audible carrier on 5040, presumed to be the new shortwave service of Radio Vanuatu. Much further from there, by long path, Manuel Mendez in Spain has also been reporting this after Cuba closes 5040. Time varies a lot. But on December 25th, he had it from 0720 to 0810 and made out some modulation in English with comments and songs, but very weak. Von Howard in California gets it much better, such as December 24th. He says the timer is set for the same time every day to cut it off, that is, 11 seconds before 11 UT. There was no formal sign-off or national anthem. Furthermore, via Gary DeBach, IRCA DX Monitor, with all the bad news of exotic Pacific stations leaving the air, some good news. Australian Chris Rogers says the new 10-kilowatt transmitter on Vanuatu has started operating on medium wave 1125, as well as 10 kilowatts on short wave, both on the air now. And reminder of the other two shortwave frequencies, although not much reported, 7260 in the daytime before 5040 comes on, and 3945 at night after it goes off at 1100. Via Larry Thompson and Mike Terry, headlined The End of a Radio Legend. This news from Tom Witherspoon, who runs the SWLing blog, but also earstoourworld.org. He posted this on November 26th, headlined All Good Things, dot, dot, dot. This year, we once again serve communities in Haiti and elsewhere, supporting them with 120 radios and a wireless digital library. It's been a wonderful year, but it's different. Some heavy news. By the end of this year, Ears to Our World will close our doors as a non-profit corporation. I've always believed that charity begins at home, and at this point in my life, I must acknowledge more pressing needs in my home and extended family, some members of whom are in need of my care just now, says Tom Witherspoon. To make more time for those I love most and to dedicate that time to caring for them, I made the very difficult decision to step down as executive director of ETOW. Unfortunately, it seems there is no one currently available to take my place, and so, during our October board meeting, with heavy hearts, we made the unanimous decision to dissolve Ears to Our World as a formal corporation. You can read much more about this, however, at their website, www.earstoourworld.org. Propagation outlook from Boulder, issued December 23rd. Geomagnetic field expected to reach unsettled to active levels January 14th and 15th, with ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4. Otherwise, only 5 and 2, or maybe 8 and 3. Solar flux dipping from 72 to 70 on December 30th, back up to 72 by January 12th. Wishing every one of you the best for 2020. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2014 with a standard disclaimer.